Reiko here, your friendly neighborhood witch. Now, I know what you're thinking, but you're safe here. It's okay to not be okay. And self-love is always going to be the best love. Self-care is going to be the best care. Now, join me as we let out some steam and become a little less stress and more carefree. Come join me over our weekend detox and let's detox together, because we always want to protect our energy.
Hi guys, it's your friendly neighborhood witch, Reiko. It's been a while. It's been what, a month?
Yeah.
Give or take. 2 months, because I think I left in September.
Like a month and a half.
And we haven't done anything in October. Yep. Anyway, hi, it's your neighborhood friendly witch, Reiko. How are you guys doing? Welcome to my weekend detox. It is part one of part two of the season two finale. And we broke it down into two parts because honestly, with seasonal depression coming around, and because it is, you also know, like Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, I didn't want to go ahead and do another subject on men's mental health awareness because I already am a big advocate on that on my social media platforms, talking about men matter and their mental health matter. So I didn't want to have another full episode on that without having the proper channel. Now, I do kind of want to do that probably in when we start up season three and have a whole episode dedicated again to other men who are trying to get better mental health and talk about changing and breaking, you know, generational curses. Because, like, I keep telling, like, a lot of my guy friends that are, like, really close to me and they, like, keep me around, that, you know, you have to feel safe and vulnerable in your relationship in order to talk to your you know, your partner and everything else like that. Hi, darling. So, I didn't want to do another episode like that for the ending of the season finale. I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about some social media and how it actually contributes to depression, especially millennials, and millennial depression and why we have so many high standards on ourselves. So this episode, we're going to focus mainly on social media platform and how it perceives to be one way, and in all actuality, how reality it actually is. One thing that made me want to do this episode was because there's a lot of things that happened in the last few months in my personal life involving somebody I personally know, where they're portraying a certain image on social media, and it was really affecting me in an emotional way where I kind of backed away from social media. I backed away from modeling. I backed away from a lot of stuff. It got me really depressed, and it actually kind of made me spark up and do the victim mentality ones. It actually kind of snowballed the effect of where we are right now today with this episode, where this whole incident that happened caused me to do different researches on different things and made me realize that, you know what, the way that this person is portraying themselves on social media is one way, but the way they're acting in reality is something totally different, and they really need help. And with things like the Chris Watts situation with him and his wife and how on social media they portrayed this, you know, loving, beautiful couple and everything else like that. In all actuality, he was showing off being miserable, had a whole mistress that he was telling his mistress that he wasn't happy and all this other stuff. And even with the Gabby situation with her, where she's like, this is the man that I'm in love with, the love of my life, this, that, and the other. And secretly, this man turned around and, you know, killed her. He was fucking violent. Yeah. It made me start thinking about how social media is a way for people to be fake. They don't show the realness behind themselves. And I tell people a lot of time, don't believe what you see on my social media, because that is not me. A lot of people at this point paint this picture on social media. Social media and being an influencer is an art, almost. And it's not real. And it actually contributes to millennial depression a lot more than we want to admit, because we watch other people. Both me and Kat, we're both in our 30s. If you guys didn't know, I say this a lot. I proudly say I'm in my 30s. But we're in our 30s. And what is the main thing that we mainly do when we're looking at social media? We first thing we say is like, oh, this person's 25 and they're doing this, that, and the third. Oh my God, what am I doing with my life?
What am I doing wrong with my life?
Oh my God, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And it, for me, like, it doesn't help with my disability, you know, not being able to have kids. Like, don't get me wrong, not everybody wants crotch goblins. But I kind of, at one point, that was the only thing I really wanted. I said I wanted one kid. I didn't say I wanted to have a kid physically. I wanted to have one child. I didn't think about being married. But now, after being married and then being divorced, I'm like, nah, I want a healthy, happy relationship, you know. Social media makes it hard for you to get over. It's easier for you to look at other people's houses, in a way. Or the house that they paint. And then look at your own life and be like, what am I even doing? I think we say that almost every week since we've lived here in New York. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we even doing with our lives? And then, I feel like with some of these people who are influencers, who are like in their mid-20s, early 20s, who are traveling a lot, I'm like, what the fuck are they doing with their lives? These people are like less than 28 and they done gone to a place like Cabo and, you know, Bali and, you know, China. Like, who gave you money? What are you doing? Who's your sugar mama or sugar daddy? Because I might need one of them. And for people who are artists, it's hard. Yeah. I mean, Kat, what has been your experience as a photographer on social media?
Oh, God. Well, I'm not very good at social media, so that doesn't help me. But my issue with, like, social media is, first off, there's, like, an algorithm involved. So, you could post, like, the most amazing artwork, and, like, only a couple people would see it. Or, you know, it's, like, I feel like I have to be posting a photo every, like, day, mm-hmm. and, like, giving all this content, and I don't have all this content to give because, you know, okay, so I had some health issues in, like, the middle of the year, and I decided to take some time for my health, and I had a couple surgeries, and so I didn't do anything for, like, about 3 months because I had a lot of complications from one of the surgeries that I wasn't supposed to have complications with, and I felt, like, bad because I wasn't doing photography, but it's, like, I had to get these things taken care of. I had to, like, take care of my body. And I think it's crazy that as an artist, you can basically feel like, I'm not doing enough. I'm not creating enough just because, like, you see other people doing it. And necessarily, like, what works for me doesn't work for other people. So I don't know. It's so weird having, like, that mentality when, like, I know that posting content every day doesn't work for me because I'm not that kind of photographer. I'm the kind of photographer where, like, I have to have an idea, I do it, I have to edit the photos, and, like, it takes me a while to, like, make what I want come to life. And there are some people that can just, like, take a photo and edit it, and it already looks amazing, and that's great. But I've always been, I don't know. It's different photographers have different styles and different creative outlets, and I've been having some trouble finding creativity lately. And that's another thing that's been, like, getting into feeling bad about myself, because you see all these other photographers doing this on social media, and it's, like, it's a very millennial mentality, I feel, to, like, look at what someone else is doing and be like, well, I should be doing that, and just getting down on yourself.
It's mainly millennials, yes, but I also feel like there is some of the older generation starting to do it too, because mm-hmm. I'm seeing a lot of older generations jumping on the TikTok bandwagon or posting, like, relationship goals and things of that nature. Like, for me,
I love TikTok. I think it's so much fun.
It's so funny, and I love it, and it's one of those things, like, I feel like with each generation, we all are handling social media similar or different. Yeah. And so there's those people who are in between generations where they're kind of borderline and they're kind of handling it a certain way. Like, if you're a hopeless romantic like me, and you're sitting here watching, like, these couple goals or moods or people who don't take these beautiful-ass couple photos, and you're like, oh, I wish that was me. I want to be in love so badly. But, you know, if you're also picky like me, where you know that your love is like a fucking gem, because you would sacrifice everything for the person that you're with, you ain't going to just jump into a relationship for shits and giggles. And not everybody can deal with the type of love that I have, because I have a very nurturing and very overbearing love. Like, I'm going to show creative ways of showing you how much I love you and care about you. It's not going to be like material possessions. It's going to be like, you know, different acts of service, you know, quality time, this, that, and the other. And then the fact of being, I have a podcast. I'm horrible at promoting my, like, just like Kat, I am horrible at promoting myself. I think I say this every time I promote my podcast. It's like, hey guys, you know I'm very horrible at this, but I'm supposed to be doing it because that's how the algorithm and, you know, social media works. Like, at this point, I'm surprised that my podcast got put in the top 60, like, detox podcasts, and it was only because of Twitter. If it wasn't for
you, should, because you're queen. That's true.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
you know.
I mean, I try my best. I just, I have a lot of useless knowledge, and because I have a lot of useless knowledge, and the fact of being, I use my podcast as a platform to stress relief. Like, I started this podcast because I have a lot of thoughts that I used to give a lot of advice to a lot of my friends. And, like, I talked to my cub today, my best friend Calvin. He's my age, but I kind of took him as, like, one of my kids. I have, like, a bunch of adult children, if you guys don't understand. Like, I am the mom friend. Kat will tell you she hates it sometimes, but then she also respects it. She have yelled at me. We got into an argument over it, actually. She's like, I'm tired of you talking to me like I'm a child. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm the mom friend. I can't separate the two sometimes. So, we're still friends. We got over it. But I have friends who come to me for advice that, you know, hey, you give some of the best sound advice. You are some of the most grounded person that I've ever known. You know how to give me not only logical explanation, but you also know how to talk in a deeper level that's different than most females. You're not on this whole self-centered kick where, you know, it's me in a relationship. You talk on a level where it's going to be beneficial for that person, and you look and cater to the person you're talking to or your audience based off of how you know them. And I was like, well, that's just how you have to be. You have to be adaptive. And I have to say, I got that from being a military brat, learning to be adaptive, learning to change myself based off of the environment. But I've always been true to myself. I'm always going to be a great friend until you piss me off and give me a reason not to be a great friend. But I was telling him today that this podcast started as a way for me to give advice to other people, and it's also my therapy. I get to talk to you guys about things that are going on. A lot of these subjects that I talk about are things that are going on in my real life, and I don't know how to address it. It makes me research and go around and try to figure things out. Like I said, the victim mentality one came up because of an issue with a mutual friend. Well, I lost a friend because of a lot of drama involving them and their mental health. And I told them they needed to get help. But instead of saying, you know what, you're right, I need to get help, they went around telling people I basically kidnapped them. And I did not kidnap them. They were able to go and come and go of their free will. Anybody who's ever known me knows for a fact I am not the type of person to hold you against your will at all. In any way, shape, or form. I'm willing to help you. I'm willing to give the shirt off your back. I'm willing to tolerate and deal with a lot of stuff. And unfortunately, my sister and Kat was here during the incident that I am talking about.
Let me try and Twitch.
Sorry. But the person is now on social media portraying themselves as this sane person, but they're not mentally where they need to be. They still need some help. And I was willing to be the scapegoat for everyone else in the situation because they already were blaming me for, because this person got committed. This person is basically pushed away everybody that they cared about. I'm not going to personally work with them anymore. And I'm throwing away 10 plus years of friendship because of this, because I personally do not like being belittled or damaged or thrown at or anything where they're basically saying that I'm the abuser in the situation and I've done nothing but try to help them. And I have proof and screenshots and receipts and all that other stuff. And it, basically, I got blacklisted for the most part, where some people don't want to work with me, and a lot of people are like, no, we know what's happening. You're fine. We'll still work with you. It had to take a lot of time to realize that, you know, a person cannot see their own self. Like, you can portray to be a perfectly sane person on social media. And that's why I decided to do this, because a lot of people don't realize I'm very blunt and honest on my social media platform. Twitter is all my smut. It was like, that's where all my sexual, like, thoughts go, because that's what Twitter is. It's basically porn. Like, I don't ever open my Twitter at work, ever. Like, I could just imagine me opening my Twitter feed and the first thing you see is somebody taking back shots. And I'll be like, having to explain to somebody as I'm turning beet red, like, okay, great. And then IG, you know, I place my modeling stuff on there, and, you know, if I see something inspirational and, you know, good words, I do try to post stuff on my Twitter that is inspirational so I can change my algorithm on Twitter, because if you click on porn one time or somebody sends it to you, now your whole feed is nothing but porn. And it's like, now I was like, that's not what I wanted. I wanted to see how my friends were doing on Twitter. Now I'm seeing, like, these random two people talking about their OnlyFans and stuff like that. And I can't do with that. Nico is doing the mulch right now, guys.
He's trying to eat the cord of the camera.
He's special. It's the Velcro. It's the Velcro. So, and then IG, with the new algorithm on there, IG is trying so hard to be a crossover of Facebook and TikTok. It's not even funny.
Oh, yeah, the Reels thing.
Oh, yeah, with the Reels, and now you can get paid for the Reels. You know, that's great. I am horrible with it, because even with IG, if you have too many posts on IG, then it's not going to be, your page is not going to be noticed. If you don't have enough on there, like, social media is so draining for content creators. Like, these people who literally are influencers, who make this their full-time career, make this their full-time career for a reason. Me, personally, I love modeling. I love my podcast. I love that my cat is literally deciding he wants to be the show stealer as per usual. It is what it is. Social media, though, we have to take in consideration. I've been really bad about it, but I used to take a week, or I used to take one day out of each week and just not touch social media. Because I realized, for my mental health and my sanity, I had to realize that social media is fake. It took me realizing that influencers will only show you the bad side, well, the good side, or paint this beautiful picture of how beautiful their relationship is. Even on TikTok, on IG, on Facebook, I tend to be very straightforward in myself. And I even apologize to my parents, like, when I post any of my model photos, I'm like, sorry. And I have to take a quote from Zeb, because Zeb listens to my podcast, so he knows what I'm saying with this, where I have to apologize to my parents, who are like, hey, look, you took this flour and these eggs and you make these cakes, so you're going to have to do it when I post any thirst trap photos of myself, because I started modeling for me. I didn't model or start, like, you know, my accountant account because I wanted other people to see. Like, I personally have videos of myself for when I'm feeling down and I'm having those moments where my body, or I feel like I hate my body and things of that nature. Like, I started that for me. It wasn't for me to be like, oh, I want to sell this stuff. It was literally for me to build myself up when I had low self-esteem. I did not have good self-esteem until I was probably about 23 years old. I hated my body. I hated everything about it. And I'm like, it took me to 23 years old to realize how much I love my body. And then even then, there's still days that I'm like, fuck, I fucking hate it. Because you be seeing these girls with the BBLs, and I'm just like, damn, I wish I could do that. I see these girls who have, like, big asses, and I'm like, damn, I wish I could do that. Or girls who could twerk, and I'm like, damn, I wish I could do that. And you know what? I realize that, you know, my body is my body. But when you are one of those people who come and just be so consumed by social media and the blindness of social media, you're going to beat yourself up. You're going to literally tear yourself down because you're looking at these people with, like, these bodies that are probably not even originally their own. There's been a lot of work and construction done to them. And stuff like that. Like
Photoshop.
Oh, Photoshop.
Everyone Photoshops their photos.
Oh, no. Like, that's why when I decided to do this episode, I was like, I'm not going to wear no makeup. I'm going to keep my little acne, like, patch on my face. I'm going to wear my damn onesie. My hair is picked out because I just untwisted it. But I untwisted it because I was like, damn, my hair is actually getting long. And I wanted y'all to see me. I wanted y'all to understand that I tell people 100%, I am literally fat in real life. Like, I'm 185 pounds now. I don't even know if that's considered fat right now. Because I still try to figure out how in the world I got down from 205 to 185 and been steady right there. But we're not going to talk about that.
Not fat.
I love you. just know that. I love you.
You.
And I'm going to remember that next time you call yourself fat and bloated. And I'm going to be like, really? Seriously? The door. 133 pounds. Get the fat out of my face. Out of my face.
I can't. I have really bad body dysmorphia from when I was in college.
And honestly, social media does not help with that.
Yeah.
Social media does not help with women's body image. Honestly, it can even go back a step further that social media is a platform where they're still using perfect body models. Like, hey, if you're going to be a size 2, you're going to be a size this, you're going to be a size that, in order to end up going that route. A lot of people don't realize as millennials, we have the worst when it comes down to our body images. We have the worst when it comes down to relationships. Because we're in that generation where we witnessed some long-term relationships. Some of us have, where we've seen like years of relationships be successful. And then we still also were in that generation where the ad company was still saying you got to be a size 2 to be a model.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
I just think that's my problem. Is, like, my parents have been together for so long. So I think, like, my expectations are too high.
Exactly.
I'm like, I don't want, like, when I go out on a date with someone, I want, like, a relationship. And nobody wants a relationship.
No. And, you know, it's so weird because social media, if you go onto my IG and you actually sit down and look at the stuff that's posted on my IG, like read my comments, read my stuff, I still post, like, yes, I post model photos. Great. But that's not who I am. Like, I actually got into a huge heated fucking argument with somebody because they were like, so you just gonna ignore me? I bet you got a whole inbox full of dudes that you entertaining and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, bro, you don't even know me. Like, anybody who knows me, and me and my sister had this conversation, my sister knows that the moment I like somebody, whether I'm just talking to you, possibly just like you, and I tell you I like you, I instantly, you're the only thing on my fucking radar. I don't care about nobody else who says I'm cute. I don't care about nobody else who sits here and looks at my story, likes my photos. If you ain't liking my photos, if you ain't looking at my story, nobody else matters because I have fucking tunnel vision when I like somebody. It is straight like that. And the thing is, I stayed loyal to one person since, like, forever. And both my sister and Kat hates this person. He is the eye roll is so great.
Yeah.
I stayed loyal to this person and they fucking hate his guts. They're like, he is not gonna make you a girlfriend. Why are you staying loyal to him? I was like, because nobody else wants me. And that's just it. And that's, I think that's the reason why most people don't talk to me, because I act like I'm in a relationship and I'm not in a relationship when I'm sitting here and I'm talking to somebody.
Like, yeah. But then they don't want you to be with anybody else.
Oh, yeah, the moment...
they don't want to be in a relationship with you.
The moment I see here and entertain somebody else or seem like I'm happy, then all of a sudden, they don't want to deal, or they'll sit here and be like, oh, no, you know I miss you, right? And I'm just like, okay, great. Now I'm back in this loop again. And it's just like, I can't get out of this fucking loop. But then again, at the same time, nobody really wants me. So I guess it is what it is. I mean, honestly, though, I've actually done a lot better. I've backed away from that person. And I'm very, very proud of myself for that because I am done with toxic. I told people, I cannot call myself a victim in that particular situation. Like, oh my God, he won't make me a girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. And I've stayed loyal to this person, this, that, and the other. You can't, like I tell people, guys, women, everything in between, typically we know what we want from that person the moment we meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we typically know. And if I sit here and I invest in you, I'm not going to get mad if my investment doesn't turn out to be the way it wants to, because I took that risk. Relationships are a fucking gamble. It takes two to fucking tango. And the thing is, like, we sit on here and have these expectations of what, you know, relationships are supposed to be because of social media and growing up watching fucking Disney movies and Disney princess and thinking that, oh, this is what we're supposed to do. We get the boy, we get married, and then that's it. We don't have nothing else after that point because they don't ever show us what happens after marriage. Or, you know, those cheesy 90s and 80s fucking romantic comedies, you know, 16 Candles.
I love those movies, though.
I do, too. I was sitting here watching 10 Things I Hate About You the other day. God, that was such a horrible movie, but totally worth it. And I was just like, they were just perfect. And that's the reason why I was like, yep, that's me. You know, the awkward girl with the glasses and the ponytail. And I didn't have the coveralls, but I was definitely that person. If you sat here and took the ponytail down, I was pretty again, apparently. But it's just like, I grew up watching those movies, and then like now we're as adults, we sit here and we watch social media, and that's where we're getting our perception of what a relationship is. But they're not talking about the ugly in relationships. They're not talking about the hardship it takes for you to get there. They're not talking about how did I get to this point. A lot of these influencers used to be heavy on drugs or heavy on other stuff. Like, they don't ever talk about that backstory. They don't talk about how they used to be heartbroken, or they've been whores, or they are technically simps and this, that, and the other. It's just like, I also know a lot of people who are like, oh my God, I'm such a great person. But in all actuality, in real life, they're assholes. They're dicks. Nobody wants to be around them. Like, I know a lot of people who are, you know, I guess internet famous, they're social media famous, and one of them basically say, like, I'm trying to give you wisdom, this, that, and the other. Some of that wisdom they get it from me, or they sit here and they get it from other people, and they don't live by the fucking wisdom that they're preaching. I'm one of those people, like, I try to live by what I preach for the most part. Like, me being demisexual, like, I'm straight up like that. I have my moments where I really, really want sex, and then I have moments where, you know, I'm good. I'm good for months, maybe weeks. I've been pretty good the last couple days because I found out one of my friends and stuff, you know, well, no, they're not even my friend. Associate by proxy is the best way to put it. Got an STD, and, you know, that's one of the ones that are long-term STDs. And I was just like, you know what? You're reminding me why I'm not for the streets and why I'm for the driveway at best. Not even the driveway. I'll probably even say the corner of my room at best. Like, I can literally go through my threshold and be like, you know what? This isn't for me at all. I actually have to tell people, like, social media makes it hard for me as a person who is a great person to be a great person. Because then if you're too nice on social media, then you got the internet bullies. And if you don't, or if you're too mean, now you're an internet bully. It's just like, social media, there's no common ground. I feel like it's almost like high school sometimes.
100%.
Oh, 100%.
Especially Twitter. Oh. Very high school.
Twitter is straight up. I told you, my Twitter, I can't even say it is high school for me. It's just straight up porn half the damn time. And I'm like, how did we get here? Who sanctioned this? I haven't been on Twitter in like a week. And the first thing I see is porn. I was like, why? The last thing I liked was involving Disney Plus and Netflix. How did we get here? Who shared this? Why?
I am on football and Taylor Swift Twitter. And both of those are very high school.
Oh, yeah.
Both. No disrespect to either. You're both great. I love both of you. But in high school.
Man. I mean, there was at one point in time my Twitter had gaming feed stuff on there, but now I'm not even seeing that. Or my astrology stuff. Like, I'm not seeing anything about astrology. I'm like, who randomly shared some porn to me that I wasn't aware of that now all I have is porn down my feed? Great! I can't share this. And you guys know, like, I travel for work now, so it's like, that is the worst thing ever, is pulling up Twitter and the first thing you see is porn and you're just like, fuck.
Especially when, like, it's just some random account that you, like, followed back.
Like, way back when you first opened your Twitter account. Like, yeah. I'm like, great, so this
all
is
they
great.
Do is just post porn. You're like, oh, okay, cool.
Great, you're, you know, you talk about how you wanna, this is a safe space, ladies, what are you trying to do? I'm like, oh my god.
Not that.
And I didn't help my algorithm by replying to something today, so that really didn't help anything.
No.
God, don't follow my Twitter. Please don't. If you really want to see the raunchy side of me, that's not because I'm, you know what I used to tell people? People who talk about sex a lot are usually people who are not having sex. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm not having sex, while I talk about it a lot on Twitter.
I don't do either of those things. So.
My Facebook, though, has a lot of my family on it. So my Facebook is very tamed and humble and sweet and innocent and the loving side of me and the logical side. And, you know, oh my God, we're going to be in this together. We're going to do amazing things. And then, like, my IG is a mixture of the two. It's a healthy balance somewhere. So if you're expecting me to be, like, wholesome and give you words of wisdom and stuff like that, follow my Facebook. But then at the same time, my Facebook also, you know, has my real personal stuff on there, like my family and things of that nature. So that's typically the reason why I don't share my personal Facebook anymore. No, I don't do that.
I would say just follow your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. No, Instagram's probably better. And honestly, with Instagram, you'll get a combination of, you know, inspirational stuff, a lot of stuff involving, you know, sex health, because I am very big on self, you know, sex health in itself, especially masturbation and healthiness and sex magic and things of that nature, as well as, you know, relationship qualities, as well as building relationships and healthy attachment stuff. So my IG has a combination of all that stuff, including my modeling stuff. But social media makes it super hard to not be depressed. Mm-hmm. It could be used for good, and it could be used for evil. And the thing is, like, remember there was a time where, like, I think it's still a thing where people have to literally, they bitch about if their partner does not share them on social media. Like, oh, we're not official because we didn't make it Facebook official.
Oh, yeah.
Is that still a thing?
I don't know. I feel like that was, like, a bigger thing when we were, like, in high school. That was, like, the big thing. It was, like,
oh,
Facebook official.
Man, I was still on MySpace when Facebook was popular and shit.
Oh, me too.
I was super still. Like, let
I
me
loved MySpace.
Let me tell you how out of tune of social media I am. Okay, I'm about to be 31 years old, ladies and gents. Everybody else had a Facebook. I didn't get my Facebook until I think I was like 16, 17. I was still really big on MySpace. Really big on MySpace. I did not want to let go of MySpace. I mean, bro, you could have customizable profiles and you have the whole, like, layout put. You have music when people came to your page. Like, come on with it. Like, that's me. I still to this day never had a Tumblr.
Me either.
Never had a Tumblr. It took me, I just got a Twitter in the last 2 years. This is what I mean. Like, I am that bad with social media where when everybody else has been doing it, I come in late into the game. Because I'm also one of those people where I feel like social media consumes us so much that we don't live in the here and now when we go to events and we go to places. Like, don't get me wrong, I'll sit here and I'll take a picture of my food because I done became one of those people. But the moment I take that picture, I put my phone down. And a lot of people are like, oh my God, if they turn their phone down and stuff, they're obviously hiding something. No, I literally flip my phone down. Like, I will put it down on the table. Not because I'm hiding anything, because I have nothing to hide. If my partner sat here and told me, hey, I want to look at your phone, here you go. You can have my phone. I am quick with it. Like, you can have it. You want your own biometric? What do you want? Because I have nothing to hide. And if you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you. I'd rather it come from my mouth than somebody else's mouth. You can see it. Like, straight up like that. But I flip my phone because if I don't see it, it's not there. So if I flip it and a notification comes up, I can't see the notification. So I'm not going to pay attention to it. I'm living in that moment. I went on a date. And the entire time we were there, yeah, he was sitting there. He was recording, you know, like the stuff that was going on there because that was it. And I told him, I was like, look, I'm flipping my phone over because I've been here, but I'm flipping it over so then I can live in the moment and I want to live in the moment. And I want to just embrace time with you. Social media made it so that now everybody wants to record everything and post everything and like, oh, you're having a date. Oh, you're this, that, and the other. You want to record every moment of your life. Now you're not holding on to that memory. You're not cherishing those moments and you're missing the little things. You're living in the moment through your phone and it's not what you're supposed to do. I'm one of those people in the millennial standpoint where I like living in the moment, in the moment. Like if I go to a museum, I want to be in the museum. I don't want to be on my phone in the museum, exploring the museum or having those memories through Snapchat or Facebook or IG or whatever the case may be. If I go to a museum with somebody, I want to be there with that person, you know? And I think the only reason why with the 9/11 museum I was that way, because my mom has never been. So I video called my mom so she could see some of the places there, because my mom was still in the military at the time and she has never been in New York to go to the museum since they built it. So that's just how I am. And I feel like social media makes it feel like you have to record every moment. And the thing is, like, even with relationships, like, when you start a relationship with somebody, I feel like there's a lot of pressure with that, though. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if me and her started dating, and we recorded the whole entire thing, and you guys are like, oh, we're rooting for you, you guys are amazing, you're this, that, and the other, blah, 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 and then we break up. And then y'all don't see her in the videos no more.
Yeah, that's why we would never date.
We would never date for multiple reasons. Because she is my platonic soulmate. Like, I've came to this conclusion. She's the only person who does a lot of stuff that doesn't annoy me. And I don't want to, like, punch her in the face. I think low-key she wants to stab me sometimes.
I want to stab everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not just you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to stab you less than I want to stab other people, so that's a good thing.
You see what I mean, guys? And I'm the gothic one, you know? It's so weird.
I'm an Aries, okay? And I'm very passive-aggressive.
She is
very bad.
She's very passive-aggressive, but I'm very quick to be the person to be like, I'm going to be the person that if your order was wrong and you're like, I don't want to talk to them to send it back, and I'll be the first one to be like, no, she asked for mashed potatoes, not potato fries. I'm gonna need you to fix this right now. And I'm like 5'4" on my good days. And like, it is what it is. I'm taller than her.
Yeah.
I feel like if me and her dated, I would be the man in the relationship. It's just no if, ands, or buts about it. I think I've said this on numerous occasions. I don't want the rest of this, but I don't want to waste it.
Oh my goodness.
Stop.
I haven't finished this quesadilla.
I am the worst when it comes to food. I don't like wasting food.
Oh, no, I'm going to eat this whole thing. I just didn't want you to see where you were doing this, but I'm going to go for it.
Go for it. It is your life. Mm-hmm. Live your best and fullest life. I'm never going to tell you not to eat. Nourishment is good. But, you know, social media and stuff, it's bad because even with social media, I've had to defend our relationship on social media before because I had more pictures of me and you at one point when I was still married. And people people were like, oh, you and your girlfriend are so cute. I'm like, no, that's my best friend. Wait a minute. I was like, yeah, I'm very much married. Oh, you're married? Oh, y'all are so cute. No, that's not my wife. That's not my wife. I have a husband. You can't believe what you see on social media. My husband did not like taking photos. But then again, he didn't like me taking photos by myself, which was weird. I'm like, you don't like taking photos, but then you don't want me to take photos by myself. Maybe it makes sense. But he's better now. Like, I don't know what he's doing. I think his girl doesn't like taking photos. So I guess it works out for them. But social media is a good platform for doing art. But as an artist, it makes you sensitive too, because as a model, I've had people literally come under myself and literally say, oh, you look like a good cum dumpster. What? No, I've had to block comments like that. I've literally had to block people telling me that I look fat. I've had to block people telling me that I need to go to the gym. I've had to block it. Like, it makes it easy and successful. It makes it easy for people to just be assholes. And it makes it easier for people to randomly unsolicitedly send you dick pics.
Yeah. And it's just like, the one thing that annoys me the most with the internet is that some stranger thinks that their opinion, that like I care about their opinion.
Well, because it's social media and we're millennials.
I don't want your opinion. You could have kept that to yourself. Moved along.
Oh, don't you know that his character is being is really actually a horrible person?
Oh my god. Oh, she's making fun of the TikTok. Okay, so I made this TikTok, right? And this actor that I like is on the show. I just think he's super hot. Like, who cares? What the fuck? Whatever. And his character's a piece of garbage. And so somebody commented on my TikTok and was like, what's wrong with you? That's what she's talking about. Oh, man. That was funny.
What's wrong with you? It's just a horrible...
Stop. I'm a horrible person, obviously.
You're apparently a piece of shit.
But yeah, stuff like that. Like, if somebody posts something harmless, like, you could, like, literally post, like, I like this song. And someone would be like, this is the most offensive thing you've ever said. I'm
like, what? Apparently, I'm a city girl and I'm for the streets. And apparently, I'm just a hoe and fucking everybody. I was like,
news to me.
last time I checked, I definitely told the only two important females in my life that I like somebody a lot. That, like, I would be willing. I even started looking for this person some art supplies. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, I thought about buying this person art supplies for Christmas. But at the end of the day, I keep my shit secret because not everybody want to be blasted out on social media. And honestly, social media, here's why I don't like sharing that I'm in a relationship or I like somebody or whatever the case. I'm single. I'm going to just clarify that now. Like, I'm very much single. I am not talking to anyone on a serious level until they come to me and be like, hey, look, me and you are talking now. Okay, cool. Other than that, single is a Pringle. Oh, no, sorry. I can't say single is a Pringle because Pringles are in a pack and we can't do that no more. So, damn, I don't know what's single.
Nico.
Nico is definitely a single because he does not care for other animals. He said, fuck other animals. If I gotta tolerate them, they here. I'm single. I mean, single as fuck at this point in time in my life. I'm planning to do a lot of things by myself, long story short, and I will make that announcement early 2022. I ain't gonna make that announcement right now because it ain't the time to make the announcement. We're still figuring some shit out for this year. Personally, I feel like sharing on social media that you're dating someone, you have a lot of enemies that follow you. You have a lot of people who don't want to see you be successful. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of people who want to be nosy and see what you're doing and how you're doing. For instance, the person who both my sister and my roommate dislike follows me on social media. And I can't post that I like someone else because then this person literally gets in their feelings and doesn't talk to me for a while. But you're supposed to be my friend and you're supposed to want me to be happy, right? This is what you constantly tell me. You want me to be happy. But if you truly want me to be happy, you should not change or your rhythm or how you want to be because, you know, I'm talking to somebody. I actually want to take control of my happiness, which I've told this person on this occasion is going to happen. Like, I can't control you, but I can control me, and that's just how I'm always going to be. But social media, when you post that you're in a relationship or you're talking to somebody or this, that, and the other, then all of a sudden, that's when everybody wants you. Mm-hmm. Like, for some reason, I don't know what it is, because it's funny. I have people literally ask me, and it's so bad because the person I'm talking about to, he asked me, not too long ago, he's like, I'm pretty sure you got people trying to sit here and you know, drink your bath water and shit. And I'm like, no. I don't have nobody trying to do any of that. And I had to show them, like, I don't delete messages. Like, I straight up, I don't delete messages. I don't filtrate through my shit anymore. Like, none of that. I literally can tell you, I don't have nobody in my DMs trying to talk to me on a level. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if maybe I'm, like, social media is like, oh, I have all these people liking my photos and liking my reels and liking all this stuff. And I'm just like, oh, maybe I'm ugly. Like,
take it back.
Huh?
What? Take it back. Not ugly.
I'm like, but I'm saying social media makes you question that way. You're like, am I ugly? Like, does nobody want to talk to me? And then it was so bad because then I had somebody comment under my post on Facebook and they're like, no, they're intimidated by you because you're very intelligent and you're beautiful. You're not just a, you know, a person who has never been told no a day in their fucking life. You have substance behind you, which my, like I said, my cub Calvin, he will tell you, he said he loves talking to me. Me and him could be on the phone for hours just talking. And I mean, like, I used to live with this kid and he knows how I am. Like, if you want to have deep intellectual conversations with me, I can have some very deep intellectual conversations. Social media makes it so hard for you to be able to see that, oh, she just thirst traps, da 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 da. I literally said it in one of my previous episodes that I'm trying to be black and educated. I'm trying to be bae, which is basically black and educated. I'm trying to not just be a thirst trap my entire life, because being a thirst trap is not, I mean, it's not for everybody. I like doing it. I do it for myself. I don't care how many people follow me on any of my social media platforms or be like, oh my God, I would totally, like, you know, lick the salt off your back. Like, I don't need all that. Like, honestly, my personal opinion, again, I don't care for the attention. People think that because I post a lot of that stuff, I like the attention. I really don't. Kat, do I seem like the type to like attention?
No.
No.
She would hate to be famous.
Oh, I would fucking despise it.
She hate it.
I fucking hate it. And mm-hmm. honestly, like, even when it comes down to me wanting to promote my book, like, the idea of getting famous from that freaks me the fuck out. Like, I'm like, oh my God. Like, people are going to be able to read. And my book is going to be, like, an intimate part of myself. And I know I'm going to have to start promoting that, like, ridiculously hard in the next 2 months, which... looking forward to that. I need to figure that out. But I would never make it to be famous. I personally would hate being a celebrity's girlfriend because of that purpose. I don't need to be the center of spotlight. I don't need to be like, oh, I could totally take her spot. Like, people, I don't need
so
all that.
Mean to you for no reason.
Huh?
So people are so mean to them for no reason.
To celebrities' girlfriends? Yes. Well? Oh, 100%.
Like, they think they're going to date this person. You're not.
Oh, no. I will tell you like this. I posted something today on my Twitter about Ryan Reynolds and how much I love him and his wife.
I love them so
they are my favorite celebrity couple. Like, they are a unit together. And anybody who knows me knows I love Black. Like, I love him to death. But him and Quinn are the most adorable couple ever. And I, you know, I don't sit here and be like, oh, I could take her spot. I'm like, look, respectfully, if you need a third in your relationship, I will gladly slide up in there. Like, just, you don't even know. Like, but, and even then, like, my ex-husband will tell you guys, like, I will go to open mic nights. I don't like being called out on the street. There was a event in Jacksonville, Florida that me and my sister went to. It was a taco festival. And a girl randomly came up to me saying, oh my God, you're Reku. Like, I've seen you. And I freaked the f- I almost punched her. Like, you know what? My sister saw me tense up. I'm like, what? Huh? It scares me, and it's not the first time I've been recognized on the street, but it's literally, it catches me off guard that I keep forgetting that, you know, I do have shit that people have seen, and people know me through somebody else, and my shit has been shared by other people. Like, I personally am not the type of person, and I've never been the type of person to need to be shown on social media. I think the only reason why I was that heavy on it with Damon was because Damon was doing a lot of other shit on social media where he was calling other women beautiful and you were still acting like you were single, but you were dating someone. So I think that's the reason why I got into that. And that's relationship PTSD. But I'm back at that mindset where, like, as long as you tell people you're single or you're talking to me, I don't need to be posted. You don't gotta post me. I don't need people to know what I look like. I don't need, like, it's so bad because I hate bringing him back up, but my, the guy that I was talking to, my friend and stuff, I sat here and he's one of those people that me and him, we talked about it. I was like, if we ever got into a relationship, I didn't want to be posted on social media. Don't post me on social media. Don't put no photos of me up. No nothing. Be one of those celebrities that post that person up the moment you get married to them. Because then at that point, you could be sneaking the whole time. Because people want to see your downfall. There's a lot more people who want to see your downfall than see your success. I generally want to see people in my life be successful.
Yes.
I sit here and support my friends to the fullest. And that's just it. Like, I don't ask for nothing in return or anything. And people will sit here and think that, like, I'm an asshole or I'm pretentious or I am self-centered and things of that nature, but Kat will tell you, as long as she's known me, she's asked both me and my sister why are we so good to her on numerous occasions since she's lived with us. Like, if I order food, I always think of her. Like, if I sit here and I do anything involving the household, I also think of Kat. Like, even when we got into our argument and I wanted to go out to go eat, I was like, Kat, do you want to go with? And, like, me and her were still in argument mode. And I still asked her if she wanted to go eat. And because I'm not that type of person. Like, I've never been that type of person. And social media can make it seem or make it come off that you don't care about a person or you're going to be very pretentious or you're going to be this way. Oh, she's smart and she has a body. Obviously, she must be an asshole. I actually had somebody tell me my ass was fake. You know, I had to delete that comment.
Interesting.
Somebody literally told me my ass looked like I got a BBL. I was like, shit. Wow. Is that big? Nice. I mean, thanks.
Okay.
I've even literally made the joke with my room. Well, no, it wasn't a joke. I was dead ass serious when I thought about it. Thinking of getting, you know, just the little bit of fat around my stomach lipoed out.
Yeah.
And put in my ass. And my sister, my roommate was like, you don't need to do that. I was like, it would be perfect. My head, you know. But then I started really looking at myself, and I've been looking at a lot of these videos of me from behind. I was like, I'm low-key offended and nobody told me I looked this good from behind. Okay. But again, social media will make you feel that way. And honestly, like I said, I don't, it's hard as millennials. It's hard. And it doesn't help with seasonal depression. It doesn't. No,
not at all.
It does not. We get into that point of seasonal depression time, and now we're seeing all these people in cuffing season, and we see all these people getting ready for the holidays and getting to see their family. with my job, I will probably not have a holiday with my family for a good minute. I'm gonna have to go see them when I can go see them. And being one of those people, now we're seeing people like cuffed up and in these perfect relationships and the perfect fall, winter time, cuddled up with their booze. And me being a person who's a hopeless fucking romantic, I'm sitting here watching this shit talking about this could be me, but people don't want me and shit. And then I have to remember that, you know what, I'm here for a long time and a good time, not for something temporary. So I don't want something that's forced or something that's not genuine or not kind, and that this person is not going to realize that I'm going to have good days and bad days, because I come with baggage. Unfortunately, people fail to realize with social media, you forget that humans are going to have flaws. All these people who are chasing after these girls with the big asses and stuff like that, and you don't realize that these women, in order for them to get to that point, some of them had low self-esteem to get their bodies this way. You paid to fix yourself because you hated something about yourself. And a lot of people don't realize that when you sit here and you change your body because of social media and the things that are going on in social media, you tend to lose yourself. You lose yourself. Social media in itself does not help contribute to that. I can sit here and want a flat stomach all day, every day, no problem. And then sit here and tell people like, oh, I think I'm going to, you know, get liposuction and get it put in my ass. And then people are like, no, you're perfect. And you gotta have that one person talk about, yeah, you need to lose some fucking weight. You know what, though? It took me realizing that you are not going to be the same way every single day. You're not going to be this skinny person every day. That as human bodies, we're going to evolve, and that means our bodies are going to change. And my personality is fucking amazing. I am certified. I'm very blunt. I'm not an asshole, but I am very blunt. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, 100% of the time. And then I also do handle people with kid gloves if they need to be handled, depending on the situation. But Kat will tell you, I am 100%. I'm going to always tell you things that help benefit you. I'm never going to tell you shit to hurt you. I'm going to always tell you shit that benefits you. But social media makes it hard for you to be that person, to be that genuine person. I don't sit here, I create safe spaces for people, but I don't open that door for everybody. Like, I create safe spaces, and if I can't give you, or if I can't open that door for you to be safe and be yourself, that I have a community of people who are in the same area as me, who's willing to be in that same, you know, open a safe space for you. But there's certain people that I've literally personally told them, if you ever need me, you can call me. And Kat knows this. Like, if I open that door for you and I say, hey, if you ever need me, I think you've randomly just called me saying, I just need to come hug. I just need to hug you. Mm-hmm. And you randomly came over to my place just to come get a hug because you needed a hug that bad, and we hung out the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. But that's just it. Like, I literally open those doors, and I've always tried my best. Now, has it always been perfect with each person? Because we are adaptive and we change and situations change. But every time she's ever came to me, I've always done that. And when I say this on social media, that I'm seeking to create a safe space, I'm not using that as a, oh my God, on social media, I can, you know, say whatever. And there's a lot of genuine people out there, but social media makes it super easy for fake people to be out there. Mm-hmm. And, like, people automatically call me a liar when I tell people, like, no, I'm literally not doing these things. Like, I post it, but that's not who I am. There's a lot of people out there who are posting a lot about sex, and that's all the fuck they're doing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. No. I mean, hey, if you have a sex, you know, have enough for some of us asexuals. Because, mm-hmm. you know, demisexuality is definitely still on the asexuality spectrum. I may possibly want sex one day and want my back broken like a glow stick, or I possibly want to be folded like a pretzel, or I could just be like, fuck sex, write your feelings out. But I may post a lot of stuff on Twitter, and you might be thinking I'm getting my back broken disrespectfully. or you could be like me, where I was sitting here all through training talking about, damn, I should probably call him. The person I had in mind the entire time, wanting him to disrespectfully, realign my spine. I still like him. I like him a lot. I do like somebody, guys. I like him.
Wait, is that the one that I like?
It's the one you like.
Okay, yeah.
It's, I like him. That's cool. I like him a lot. And I mean, like, honestly, at the end of the day, I'm very respectful. Social media makes it seem like you have to put pressure on somebody to be in a relationship with you. In all actuality, I feel like you shouldn't have to put pressure on nobody, because the more you put pressure on somebody, the more they're more likely to, like, push back. It has to be organic. It has to be both parties wanting to be there and wanting to work it out, because that's something social media doesn't tell you. Relationships, anything in life takes fucking work. It's not just you wake up every day and you're in love with this person every fucking day. No, there's going to be some days I'm going to wake up and I'm going to look at Kat and be like, God, you're still fucking here? Ah, why? Ah. And I'm pretty sure there's days she'd be like, she doesn't ever want to hang out with me, this bitch. She just fuck. No, I'm just fucking antisocial as fuck. It's just, people don't understand being an introvert is a thing. Like, I have to be comfortable. And they think that automatically because I have a podcast, I'm great at talking to people. I am great at giving advice and be awkward. I'm great at being awkward, 100%. My hair is just flatted out there. Look at that, guys. We're going to put this right back on here because I'm looking like a bridge. I'm looking like a troll. Like the old school trolls and stuff. What was it, the hair?
I don't know what you're talking about. I had a bunch when I was
a kid. I had like three of them. But I just don't let social media run your life. And as millennials, it's hard to not let social media run your life. And you wonder why a lot of people don't realize that that is kind of one of the biggest causes of our depression. It is, because we're sitting here seeing people our age or younger living these lavish fucking lifestyles as influencers. They're getting paid to live that lifestyle. And you're like, how can I not do this? How? And you're looking at somebody else's house. And I said this a few episodes back. Actually, I've said this a couple episodes where sometimes looking at your own grass is a lot better, because we're so busy looking at other people's grasses. And mind you, you're only seeing what they want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing the bad. You're not seeing the ugly. Like, last year, I lost 8 people. And it took me losing that 8th person for me to even publicly say I lost 8 people. And it was to the point where I was so emotionally hurt. I was devastated. I lost people to COVID. I lost people to natural causes. But a lot more of it was to COVID. I think I only lost 3 people to natural causes last year, and the rest of the 5 was to COVID. And this year, I've lost 3 people to natural causes so far. And that is, like, to me, a lot. And I didn't want to post up here, like, oh my God, the only time she's ever posting is something sad. And sometimes taking a break from social media is actually good for you. And Kat, like, when she sat here, we went out to eat before I went on my last trip. She was she was complaining about, you know, taking the time off for her health, and she feels like she could have done a lot more, because being in New York, we came to New York for a lot of different reasons. I came to New York because I wanted to expand and start anew, because I did get divorced. And I wanted to start new because I wasn't getting anywhere in Jacksonville. I wasn't getting anywhere in the South. Like, it was to the point where it was just like I was around the same people and I wasn't growing. I was stagnant. I was hindering my growth. And it wasn't helpful. And then Kat came up here because she wanted to, you know, become a photographer. And I was like, well, I also want to continue modeling and I want to get published by a certain age. Unfortunately, I hit that benchmark. I'm at that age group. But it doesn't matter when I get published, as long as I get published at this point. And so we and her, we basically came up here for a purpose. We didn't come up here just because, like, oh my God, it's New York. You know, it's the big, you know, Big Apple is where everybody goes to live their best and fullest life. No. We legitimately came up here for a purpose, and it's been hard, it's been stressful, and she was like beating herself up. And I knew that for me and her, that it would not happen within like the first year. It's going to take time. We have to rebuild our networks. We're going to have to rebuild our, you know, our groups and who we're around and who we hang around. It's a lot of networking. And unfortunately, because between my car issues that I've been having, and I've had the worst time in New York. Out of everybody else in this household, I've had the worst time in New York. I actually think that my skin has gotten worse since I've gotten here, because anybody who's actually video called me in the last, like, year, this is the worst my skin has ever been, and it's only been this bad since I've been in New York, and I've actually been breaking out in hives every time I come back from a trip. Every time. I think it's the pollution. I think New York just hates my skin. But people don't realize it, that, like, what you're doing on social media, it's not gonna happen overnight. A lot of these people have to be more sociable and a lot more stuff. Some of these people are introverts. Some of these people fabricate their lives. You know, there's a lot of people. Who was the lady? The one who had the daughter, and the daughter killed her because she found out the mom was faking being sick and using her fake ailments.
Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy Rose. Gypsy Rose's mom was doing the same thing. You know, there's actually a lot of people who is using social media and faking things. Hell, there's a lot of people who fake house fires to get people to give them money. And scam. Insurance. And scam. Social media is so easy. And people eat that shit up like there's nothing. Like, people don't realize how much it is to actually be an influencer and all the stuff that they actually have to do. But there's a lot of people out there who are scammers, and they use social media. Like, I'm so quick to fact check a person in a heartbeat. Like, people be posting shit on Twitter, like, oh, yeah, so this, and this happened. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then I go around and Google and do research, because I'm not going to just sit here and believe what the fuck you tell me. Like, it's like, it's something easy. And I'm like, no, you can't really sit here and, you know, do that. You have to kind of do your research. I'm one of those people that, I grew up, my mom is the primary person who get me with this, is that I don't want to ever sit here and believe something that somebody told me word of mouth. I'm one of those people that I used to sit here, my mom used to make me pick up the thoruses. I can't say words, I can't English. Yep, I used to pick up one of them things. My mom used to make me do my own research with a book, a dictionary, look it up. I had to be that person. So you can't just sit here and tell me that this is how things work. I have to physically see it. Like, I am, as my dad says, I got family from the show me state. So you can't just tell me nothing. You got to show me. So my parents raised me to actually see things. So if you sit here and you show me something on social media, I'm going to do my research. I'm not going to just sit here and believe anything you just said. I'm going to need actually speak louder than words. And that's the same way I take into concept in life too. Like, if you sit here and you tell somebody, oh, I like you, this, that, and the other, I'd rather you also show me. Like, I'm not one of those people who take hints. I tell people all the time, they're like, oh, I've been trying to flirt with you since XYZ. And I'm like, bruh, since when? I didn't know. They were like, yeah, like a whole year ago, I've been trying to shoot my shot. And I'm like, no, it's not. And even then, this is what I'm going to go ahead and say. I'm going to kind of go into a tangent, and I know I do this a lot. One of my friends that I follow, John Q, me and him, we had gotten to a whole conversation about how social media makes it super easy for people to be passive aggressive when they come to approach a man. You could be in the same location, the same bar, the same area as a woman or man, and instead of approaching them like, you know, humans, like, hey, let me come to you and talk to you. And I'm one of those people, I'm like, I'm not going to try to find your social media and talk to you. I'm going to straight up talk to you. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to call you. I'm going to talk to you and this, that, and the other. I'm going to ask you for your number. I'm not going to look for your social media on a sneak stuff while we're in the same fucking room with each other, where I can just go and talk to you because you're right there, versus me finding your social media and then turn around and like send you a message and you're staring at my face from across the room and I'm like, hey, I would like to get to know you a little bit better. No, come talk to me like a human being. Please do. Please be direct with me. Do not be sly. Do not be passive aggressive. Kat is very passive aggressive. I love her to death. And she will tell you, I fucking hate that shit. I hate passive aggressiveness. She's the only person who gets away with it because that's my best friend. But any other person, like, don't come to me on no passive aggressive stuff. Don't be like, well, I was kind of like, not wanting to offend you because I was scared and stuff like that. It was like, please just be direct with me. Like, what do you want from me? I'm quick to ask you in a heartbeat, like, what do you want from me in a heartbeat? Because I'm not going to sit here and do the guessing game and assuming. Social media makes it super easy for you to do that. Social media makes it super easy for you to not be direct. Social media makes it super easy for you to sit here and be a hater. Social media makes it easy for you to do a lot of stuff. And honestly, I think that's where a lot of our fear comes from. Like, you could be have the most confidence being a fucking social media bully and troll. Then if a person's in your face, you ain't gonna want to say nothing. Like, don't do that. Be about the lifestyle that you are inside and out. When people sit here and approach me on social media, I am still the same awkward person as I am. Like, if I'm interested in you, I tell you straight up, I am horrible at flirting. I am weird. I'll be sitting here talking about my pickup line when I was 16 years old for my ex-boyfriend was, I really like your shirt. And it said, the shirt, I still have it to this day, that says, sarcasm is the body's defense against, natural defense against stupid. I told him, I was like, it's a really nice shirt. If I ever see you wear it again around me, I'm taking it. And that was me flirting. That was me shooting my shot. Like, that's literally me flirting. I am 100% the worst person at flirting in real life and all that other stuff. If I really like you, I am going to tell you, hey, I like you and I want you. We could do this the easy way or the hard way. I use a lot of random dad jokes or something like that. I am not confident when it comes to talking to people that I really like. But if I come off as very confident to you and telling you something, I don't really like you like that. I'm gonna be straight up like that. I just ain't gonna happen. It's just how we roll. That's the reason why I tell people, just don't believe my personality on social media. That's literally me, but I feel like some people, like, when they use social media, they are actually using a part of their personality, but it's not the personality that they use on a day-to-day basis. And it's just like, you either create this character or you create this persona to get through life, and then when you're actually living your real life, you can't blur the lines between reality and fantasy. And a lot of these people who I've realized are like these, you know, mental health and spiritual health gurus, and they are the worst on social media. I'm gonna go ahead and tell y'all this. Like, I do not promote a lot of people on social media in the spiritual community, because there's a lot of fake FOMO people who are using it as a way to attract themselves to vulnerable women and men. And if you guys remember, I did an episode on codependency and codependency caretakers, which is a very toxic trait. A lot of spiritualists use that. They are a lot of a codependency caretaker mentality, which is a form of manipulation. They prey on the weaker willed people. I'm not one of those people, and I don't like it, so I don't promote a lot of those people. I don't pertain or sit here and promote myself as one, because I don't want people to automatically think, oh, well, she's just using her platform as a way to lure other people and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, no, that's not really what we're doing, because it makes no sense. It makes no sense in any way, shape, or form to be that type of person. I personally like giving advice and helping people with advice, but I don't want to sit here and have people think that, oh, she's using this platform as a way to get these fake, like, to get these men to want to talk to her. Even then, I know you don't know, but the dude who used to give relationship advice, and we kind of find out he was cheating on his wife the entire time, or at one point in time he cheated on his wife and then he had to make a public announcement, something Jackson, couldn't remember anything else, but I just remember he had his girl come on there and apologize to her publicly and say that, you know, I was a weak man and blah 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 blah. Humans are not perfect. This is why I also don't want to go through and be on social media with, like, my potential boo and stuff like that. Like, it's a lot of stuff, because life is going to be beautiful and ugly. And if we sit here and we get into a relationship and we start promoting something on social media together, or we start doing these couple blogs and stuff like that, you guys will see, like, the raw end as well as see as the beautifulness. Because nobody wants to become off or be seen as imperfect or as monsters. As humans, We don't want to show our flaws. We don't want people to judge us for our flaws. I tell people 100%, they're like, oh my God, you're perfect, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, no, I am very flawed. I don't need y'all to gas me up and tell me how perfect I am, because guess what? I'm still evolving. I am still, I still have a lot of health issues. I have an invisible disability. I have anxiety. I have depression. I have PTSD. I have stage 3 endometriosis. Like, there is a lot of things that people don't understand that I have gone through in my life that social media can hide and everything else like that. And even then, the things with social media, a lot of the stuff that you post on social media when you're a kid show up as an adult, especially when you get famous. So it's one of those things that social media is a tricky beast. It can be used for good and it can be used for bad. And it's more or less that you have to take into consideration that social media, too much social media, can really be detrimental on your health, especially as a person who all you do is wake up in the morning and put on your social media, or you sit here and wake up or go to sleep and you're looking at social media. Like, the most I literally do, and people are like, oh, how do you get to sleep at night? I'm like, I literally will turn on YouTube and listen to serial killer docs. Like, that is literally what I do to go to sleep. And they're like, and you can sleep through that? I'm like, yes, I am one of those people. I'm not on social media. I'm not on this. I literally got into the habit again of being away from my phone for a couple hours to focus on stuff because I want to finish my book. So I'll focus on my book or I'll focus on school, and I'll put my phone purposely in another room so I'm not looking at it. And the thing is, like, yeah, I can get my notifications on my laptop, but I still don't look at those notifications. So people are like, oh, so you're not paying attention to me. You must have your phone in your way. I'm like, no, I really don't. I legitimately take time away from social media because if you do too much screen time, and it is scientifically, psychologically proven that too much screen time is detrimental on your growth and development as a mid, 20s and 30s, and even in your teen years. Talking about screen time and how bad social media is, waking up in the morning, you're fine. But I try my best to stay out of social media, at least at this point, when I'm at work, when I am focused on school. Like, I try to avoid it because it's hard to stay focused. It's hard to look at your own life and what's going on in the moment when you have social media as a distraction. Sometimes being away from your phone is a good, healthy thing. They actually say recommended time, even as an adult, is anywhere between 4 to 6 hours max on social media for your mental health. Because it makes it hard. It makes it super, super hard to want to live your life to the fullest if you sit here and you're on social media watching other people's lives. Because then you'd be sitting here like, why is my life not like this? I'm 30 years old. How is this person at 25 already bought a house? What were they doing? What are their secrets? But they're not sharing their secrets. Now you're scrolling on their timeline trying to figure out how in the world they were able to afford a house at 25 years old. And all you did was help them out. Mm-hmm. None of these people are artists. None of these people don't know any struggles, and they're not promoting their struggles. You know, my favorite ones is the celebrities who go on the street and give out random $1,000. Like, you need to justify that I randomly gave somebody $1,000 so I could seem like I'm not a piece of shit. I'm a celebrity, but I'm just like you. I like to donate thousands of... No, you're not just like me. You can't just... I can't randomly afford to give somebody a random $1,000, okay?
One of my favorites is when celebrities go to, like, a job. Like, let's say, like, Amazon. Where the workers are overworked, underpaid, don't get time off, they're abused, and they just, like, do the job for, like, 45 minutes. They're like, oh, look how much fun this is.
You know how much Amazon just pays you to promote them, and you're only there for an hour max?
If that.
Not even. People don't realize, like, I could sit here, I've been modeling since I was 18 years old, so, 12 years, it's a long time, it's a very long time, and I have been placed on people's I am on somebody's website for their harnesses. I have been, at least, I guess that counts as a publication, kind of. Oh, and I am in somebody's book. Never mind, I have been published. Mm-hmm. Like, one of my photographers put me in her book, Mother Earth, in one of her books. So I have been published. So it's not like I haven't been published, but social media has literally made it seem like it is okay. And like, for me, I posted for like myself. Like I didn't post for people to feel sorry for me or have victim mentality. I posted when I almost overdosed on pain meds a couple years back because I literally didn't realize that my pain was that bad. Like, I posted on there, talk about, oh my God, I could have died like a year ago or anything else like that. Like, I posted the ugly side of, you know, my life on social media, and people were like, oh my God, you're just seeking attention, you're seeking validation. I'm like, no, I'm telling you how scary endometriosis is, that because to this day, doctors still don't promote how serious endometriosis is. My roommate and my sister had to witness me curled up in a ball before because of pain. They see me not get out of bed a couple times because of it. They, getting off of my antidepressants, they had literally seen me almost pass out in the fucking shower. Like, it is a very scary reality for people with invisible disabilities. And the thing is, like, we can't just promote it because then people are like, oh my God, you could just, you know, get the surgery. I've had the surgery. It didn't work. Like, I'm at that point where if I have the surgery, it's a full hysterectomy. And people don't realize that social media is literally a very dark place because you can hide and be somebody else. I have somebody who is associated with me, unfortunately, because a lot of my photos are from her, who is parading around saying that she's mentally a sound mind and body. In all actuality, she is not of sound mind and body, and she has lost me as a client. I am no longer a Jasmine and Denise model because of this, and it is my personal choice to not be a model under her because of the way she's behaving and acting and how she's portraying on social media. And people are eating it up. People who don't know her is eating it up because she is playing sane online. In all actuality, this girl needs to be, you know, I wouldn't say committed again. She was already committed, but she definitely needs some help. And I mean, like, steady 6 months to a year help. I personally chose to get off my meds. I personally chose to because at that point with my meds, it wasn't getting any better. And I'm not going to ever pretend like I'm this happy, bubbly person all the time, because I have a lot of days that I'm not happy. I have a lot of days that I'm not bubbly. I have a lot of days that, you know, I want to just be backed into a corner and I ask, like, what in the world? Woe is me. Like, I'm not happy all the fucking time. But I know how to put up a good, I'm okay for people. And I know I'm going to survive, and I know these moments will pass. Like, at the time, I may be fucking dying in the inside, but I know those moments are going to pass. And it's because I've gotten to that headspace of, these are just moments. It's not defining moments, but these are just moments. And social media makes it seem like if you're not happy all the fucking time, then you're not really living a real life. And that's not reality. Social media to me is almost like the movies. It's scripted, it's fake, it's not real. It's only, they only show the real side when it's convenient for them. Because you notice that a lot of these people don't start showing, like, negativity until somebody calls them out, talking about, your life isn't like this all the fucking time. And then all of a sudden, now they have a real story that, oh, me and my family, we went through all this. And I, or Shane Dawson, how many times he's had to apologize? I
can't stand him, sorry.
How many times he had to go on social media and apologize for being a piece of shit person and, you know, being associated with piece of shit people. And you're like,
story.
Oh my God, I'm not, the people I'm associated with is not me. I guarantee you, birds of a feather flock together. I associate myself with certain people. I do have a lot of people who I wish I could just throw to the side, because honestly, it's so funny because even with Keys, like, Keys is, he comes off as like, oh, I'm this sweet person, I get the shirt off of my back. He does have his moments where he's really good, but then he is literally a stereotypical Gemini where one minute he's like, I want to be a full donator to the whole world, and the next minute, like, nah, it's all about me. I'm like, all right.
Oh, God. Only like one Gemini.
It's your family, right? Family?
Oh, yeah, my brother's a Gemini. I was gonna say it's my friend Rachel. But yeah, my brother's cool too. I always forget he's a Gemini, to be honest.
Oh my god.
Ugh. My ex was a Gemini. She was insane.
Oh, we don't want to talk about your ex, who I was till this day would, like, hunt down with a fucking pitchfork.
I know.
She just ruined it for you, like, for your first girlfriend experience. It was so bad. And I had to find out you had a girlfriend through social media, and I was so pissed off at you about that.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, we're at a game together. Wait a minute, I'm seeing this girl more and more in your photos. Kat, you have some explaining. Oh, yeah, that's my girlfriend. Oh, my God! You're supposed to be my best friend.
I don't talk to anybody about that stuff.
It's okay. I love you, too.
It's all right.
It's all right. But I come and tell you about people I like.
Yes.
I don't say it on social media. Actually, no, I think I started saying some stuff on Twitter, talking about, like, this person. I call them my potential. Like, my potential, you know. Still like him a lot. It's disgusting how much I like him. I fucking hate it. So if somebody approaches me right now, it's just not gonna happen. I'm like, sorry. You're not my type. Mm-hmm. But you're single. I want somebody else. I'm gonna be straight up with you. Like, it is what it is. Don't ever come to me when I'm already infatuated with somebody else, because I will tell you and hurt your feelings that I like this other person. You have no chance in hell until that person tells me they are disgusted with me or don't want me. Which I will probably convince myself of that in probably like a month or two anyway. And then be like, ugh, not back to square one. Because that's usually what I do. After a month of not getting attention or anything, then I'm like, alright, cool, time to move on. Great. And then it'll go months without talking to somebody. Oh, it's so bad. But, yeah, no, social media, it's bad, guys. I mean, like, and it's so bad because even then, like, when you post on social media and you're trying to be honest on social media, some people actually just straight up call you a liar. You can't be gone this long without sex. I was like, yeah, people actually can go that long without sex. Have you not heard of asexuals? Like, I'm...
Right.
I mean, honestly, I know people in this world who are, like, 25 plus and virgins. And people still are shocked about that. How are you 25 and a virgin? How are you 28 and a virgin? I'm like, I know males who are virgins. Like, to this day, I swear on everything, he's 30 and he's a virgin. And people are like, he can't be a virgin. I'm like, yeah, he's very much one. He's just very picky. He doesn't want to give his love and affection to just anybody. Hello. Hi. How are you?
He's being very cute.
Right He's now. Being very cute in the center of attention. And that's just it. Like, you know what's so bad, though? Like, I was sitting here saying with, like, social media, like, people will shoot their shot. And it's not like people haven't tried to shoot their shot at me. Like, I had a lot of people around, like, February, March try to shoot their shot. But then stop trying. Like, you shoot your shot, and I'm like, okay, let's see where this go. And then, straight up quiet. I'm like, crickets? Huh? I thought you wanted to talk to me. What happened? So, it's like, it's weird. Social media gives you this confidence boost, and then when somebody say yes to you, like, I tell people, the worst that you'll ever get from me is a no. And, honestly, why are you going to be scared? My parents have always told me, no matter what it is, always ask, because the worst you'll ever be told is no. And even then, it may change to a yes later down the line.
Yeah.
And you never know. Like, you don't know the reason. So sit down and ask the person, like, hey, can I talk to you on a serious level? I would like to get to know you better. I had a dude ask me straight up, like, if I ever come back to Florida, could he take me out on a date? And I told him yes. I just haven't came back down to Florida yet. I have to go to that side of Florida. And he was like, all right, cool. And I'll let him know. But he said if he ever came up here, if I ever went down there, would I be willing to go on a date? And I'm like, sure. Is it involving food? Awesome. Cool. I will never turn down food, ever. I'm just letting people know that. So take the risk today, guys. Shoot your shot. Not at me. Nope. What did you want? Did I stop scratching you the way you wanted to be scratched? That's exactly what happened. Okay, he's just being cute and wanting to be the center of attention.
Is he gonna jump on her back?
I don't know what he's about to do. He's doing the most.
Excuse you.
But What else do you want to close with social media and fakeness? Because honestly, like I said, social media is just, like I said, it gives you an opportunity to paint a picture or to basically portray your life to be a certain way, and it's not that way.
Definitely.
Yeah, no. I mean, live your truth. Like, I get social media is a good platform to make some money, but then when somebody comes in and you come up, talk about, oh, I'm not toxic, but then you toxic as fuck, or, oh my God, you know, I'm toxic, and they turn around and you don't want your person talking to other people and stuff like that, you will be surprised. Because there's a lot of people out here who said that they want girlfriends and they're in relationships on TikTok. Talk about, oh, I like these type of girls. And then my favorite one is people who say they like BBWs, but then they're fucking with girls like my size.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to say that you like BBWs, but then you sitting here talking to a girl that's my height and my size, and you talk about that's all you like. Because I will call you out if you ever piss me off. I have receipts everywhere. And then there's a lot of people who jumps on that bandwagon and talk about that they like big girls, but then will never be seen in public with one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird. A lot of people sit here and they use social media as a way to get people's attention. They like attention. And I feel like, though, with our generation, a lot of us, that's what we want. We want attention. Because I don't know if you guys grew up how I grew up, where, like, you didn't really get that much attention growing up.
I was the baby, so.
You got all the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Too much attention. You got all the attention, too.
Yeah.
And you were the first grandchild.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you.
First grandchild.
I'm so tired of her and her shit.
Yeah, I guess she's my. Yeah.
Okay. I know my status.
She knows her stat. Okay, so if you guys didn't hear that, that's my sister. She's the manager / executive producer of the show. This is what I mean. Like, I love my dad, and I post on my Facebook all the time, on my personal Facebook, pictures of my dad. Like, I am a daddy's girl 100%. But I'm gonna go ahead and tell y'all this. What I mean by, like, I may be a daddy's girl, but let me go ahead and tell you how my dad runs. My dad loves his kids, but he has favorites. My sister, my stepsister, that's not his biological child, is his favorite. He will never say that on social media. That's his favorite. 100%. His favorite boy, my brother, which is his child. Him and my biological mom's child. Those are his two favorite kids. I am the oldest and his only biological girl. And I am not the favorite. And honestly, at this point, Anna might be his second favorite girl at this point. And that's not even his daughter. That's his niece. Every time. He done bought this girl a whole freaking car for Christmas. A whole, what was it, a Jeep?
No, she got like a sports car.
She got some kind of sports kid car for Christmas. All I remember was getting a Barbie Jeep. And every time my dad would buy a game console, he said it was for me, but it was for him. And so I would get it occasionally. But that's how my dad is. He has favorites. And my mom has favorites. And now, like, I love how my parents want to say, oh, we love our kids equally. No, you have favorites. But that's what happens on social media. You can portray to be a certain way on social media. And I tell people like this, I don't fuck with everybody. And I'm damn sure not going to keep up appearances on social media or in person if I don't like you. If I don't like you in real life, I'm going to tell you straight up I don't like you. And I am not going to pretend to be friendly with you on social media. I don't care how much status you have in any way, shape, or form. This is why I mean I don't need to be a celebrity. Because I will be in celebrity eye in a heartbeat and then have somebody sit here and say some shit. And then I'm going to punch them in their fucking face.
People will try to, like, cancel you.
Oh, yeah. Straight up. Ma'am, you said... There's, like, oh, cancel so culture.
Terrible.
And they're like, oh, she said that she likes everybody. And then she mentioned how she doesn't fuck with everybody. She needs to be canceled. Like, I said that I'm a healer. I didn't say that I wouldn't, you know, heal. I didn't say that my hands were not blessed and I would, and you know, I could bless you with these hands respectfully, first aid, you know, in your face. Because I set boundaries and that's just it. But social media makes it super hard for people to sit here and be like, no, we gotta cancel this person. Oh, obviously she's posting about sex, so she should be having sex all the time. No, I'm not having sex all the time. I'm not. I actually talk about sex a lot because I'm not having sex, okay? Fuck. Let me live my life. That's how I cope with not having sex. Oh, my life is so fucking sad. I hate it here. So, like I said, don't believe social media. Get to know a person in real life. Like, sit down and have a conversation with me. Like, I had to tell somebody on my Facebook today, like, I am more than just a pretty face. I was never always a pretty face. I used to actually be the ugly duckling. Like, everybody used to pick at me. I have never been popular a fucking day in my life. I knew everybody in every group in high school, but nobody remembers who the fuck I was. Like, literally, that's who I am. I have pictures in almost every fucking group in high school, in one of my high school books. I was in everybody's group. I knew somebody from everybody's clique. But nobody remembers who the fuck I was. And I'm okay with that. And then I got bullied by a dude that I liked during high school. Like, he bullied me. But then, like, after school was like, oh, you know, I didn't mean that. I had to keep up appearances. I'm like,
get away from me.
Stop. I actually told somebody, like, why are you going to dumb down yourself to impress somebody? That's the same reason why you shouldn't do the shit that you're doing on social media. Who the fuck are you trying to impress? These fake people? These people who don't really care about you? These people who are not going to be there and be in your, by your side? You portray yourself on social media and be this person, but the people who are really going to stand by your side are the people who are going to be. Some people create these personas on social media to get approval, and you do not need approval from fake people. These people are not going to be there for you all the time. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be there to hold your hand during, like, you know, different moments of life. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people on social media who, you know, I've met some of the best people on social media.
Oh, same.
I'm not saying everybody's like that, but some of these people and stuff, they are literally changing their personalities and personas just for social media. And a lot of the fakeness and stuff makes it really hard because some people get real offended with their social media friends. Like, oh, so you're going to tell everybody else about this, but you're not going to come to me? And the people get offended. They do. They really, really do. But then again, you gotta remember, catfish does exist. Mm-hmm. People pretending to be different ages do exist. People creating different accounts. I've actually found out a ghost. I've had 3 ghost accounts following me. I didn't even realize that. Like, that's how much I am not paying attention to social media and who's following me. The most I do is I get rid of, like, derogatory comments under my shit, and then I keep it moving. That's just it. Life is just way too short to care about what social media says. If I get into a relationship and you guys happen to see it on social media, that means I really must like this person. And first and foremost, y'all probably, the most I would announce is I'm no longer on the market. Y'all won't see a picture of that person. Most you'll see is probably their hand, their arm, the back of their neck. Them sleeping. Like, that's all you really gonna get out of that. Because I don't need nobody sitting here being hateful and stuff. And then also being a model, it is hard to be in a relationship because being single or being available is appealing. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing of the social media fakeness. Me being a model, I can't not be available, quotation marks. But I want to be in a relationship so damn bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. And a lot of people are like, oh, you must be posting about a lot. You must be in a relationship. Bitch, I might be. Like, shit. You don't know. Just like I said, I post a lot of sex on Twitter. So obviously I'm having a lot of sex. People perceive what they want to perceive. I can write a poem or me and somebody can read the same book and people are going to perceive it differently. And that's how social media is. It's a story. That's all it is. Now don't let it detriment your health. Limit it to a minimum. Don't let somebody else's lifestyle or, you know, what they post on social media rule and dictate your stuff. Because a lot of artists can use social media platforms to be more famous. But then when you sit here and you're an artist and you're looking at other people's work and you start getting self-conscious, especially if you're very self-conscious about your work.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also use it to platform and to promote and to, you know,
make a network, but you got to know the bounds and know what you need to do. And you got to put in the work and the effort and realize that, you know, don't look at people as competition, but look at them as, you know, allies. Like, hey, look, they're doing successful things. They're at a different point. I want to do the same thing, you know? But also limit it, especially during the holidays. God, cuffing season. God, it's so depressing on social media. I'm seeing so many people in couple relationship stuff, and it makes me hurt in my soul. And I'm sitting here in the back talking about, why can't people like me? I'm such a great person. And I got told 3 times today by Calvin, my cub, like, bruh, you do so much for people you date and they don't realize it. Like, what is wrong with these men that you talk to? Like, what the fuck? I've witnessed and seen what you've done for guys that you like. You will literally support their dreams and ambition. I would love for a girl to look at me the way that you look at some of the men you look at. I was like, because some people are just rather be for the streets. That's the lifestyle they want. They want to, you know, conform to social media and society norms for that generation. I've never been that way. Never wanted to be put in a box. Fuck that shit. I'm very old school like that. So, any advice for people on social media?
Advice? I mean, I guess just don't look at your phone so much.
I definitely say limit social media intake. And just realize that, you know, it's just the surface. Sometimes it's not even the surface. A lot of this stuff is just set up stages that these people are creating. You never get to see people's houses where their apartment or their room is messy. A lot of these influencers only show, like, them outside. They don't even show the inside of their apartment half the time. Or show the things that they're doing.
Yeah.
And that's just it. So just take everything on surface value. Everything is just with a grain of salt. Because I personally feel like our mental health as millennials, social media does not help with that. It doesn't help with the expectations that we put on ourselves, which is going to be next week's episode, is where we're going to talk about millennials and the expectations that has been placed on us by prior generations and why we look at the younger generations with so much distaste, in a way. So that's the beginning part of this two-parter for the season finale. I can't believe, guys, it's been 2 years already and we're in season 2. We're ending season 2 and stuff next week, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in on this long tangent and rant about social media fakeness, because I had to draw the line. It was a lot of stuff going on in my personal life with people portraying themselves to be a certain way on social media. I have never been the type of person to fake who I am, most for social media platforms. And I'm quick to tell people that I have no reason to lie to you. I have no reason to sugarcoat shit. But if I'm having an issue, if I'm having a problem, I'm going to tell you and you can see it. I tend to step away from social media a lot because I know my mental health is more important than social media. I know I could be a lot better at social media if I actually put my mind to it, but social media is a very depressing platform. It's like me sitting here watching ads for models. Like, America's Next Top Model used to make me fucking depressed because I'm 5'3.5", 5'4", and I was almost 220 pounds at one point, and I feels like I could never fucking be a model because I weigh too much and I'm short, so... It's little things like that that we have to kind of realize that social media makes it easy for people to be fake. And we have to take away that you truly have to be around somebody, grasp around that person. You may think the person is the sweetest person in the world, but they're probably fighting a lot of demons. That's the reason why you got to show kindness to people in real life, in, you know, on social media, because you never know what those people are really going through. A lot of people will portray that they're in these happy, healthy relationships. In all actuality, they're in, like, these very toxic, abusive relationships. And personally, like, I want people to understand that if you want to get to know somebody and truly get to know somebody, take the time to try to, you know, get to know them. Reach out to them. Try to talk to them. And, I mean, like, don't sit in here sliding their DM and send them unsolicited dick pics. Don't do that. That's not what you need to do. Like, say, hey, how are you doing? Hey, I really like your content. Try to talk. A lot of these real, like,
real nice people, down-to-earth people, have been some of the nicest people I met. I've met a lot of amazing people on social media, and some of them have became very close friends, and I've not met them in real life. But like I tell you, I am, I want you guys to just be very mindful of that when you go into your social media. And when you start feeling yourself getting depressed during the holidays or during seasonal depression, is it because of what you're seeing on social media? Factor that in. Is it that you're looking at what other people are doing, and is it making you more depressed and looking at your own life and like, damn, my life is shitty? Gotta remember, this is just stage. They're putting out what they want you to see. And realize that life isn't always going to be glitter and gold. And if we spend so much time on social media, we can't really take the time to enjoy our own real lives and the beauty in our own real lives and the beauty in the moments. So just remember, guys, I will see you guys next Friday for the season finale. And we're going to talk about millennials and expectations and why millennial generations is the hardest on ourselves and why the generations below us just don't give a fuck. And the generation above us has actually made us feel like complete shit. I love my dad's generation, I do, but God, whoo, Jesus, we're gonna talk about that. But it's not their fault, so we'll talk about that more and stuff next Friday. Just remember, be nice to everybody, don't let nobody halfway love you. It is okay to not be okay. Self-love is the best love, self-care is the best care. Take care of yourself first and foremost, and just remember, you guys are amazing, and don't let social media make you feel like that you have to be a certain place in your life. Don't stop going. Don't stop progressing. Doesn't matter how you get there, as long as you get there. Doesn't matter how long it takes you to get there, as long as you get there. Don't give up. Social media makes it so easy for us to want to give up. So, with love. Bye.